This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Morning, Chris. Morning, Sparky.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Yes, indeed. I don't know if she's awake. She may or may not be. We'll see. You know, if the phone starts going off, we'll
exactly.
know she's awake. So, but we'll see. Anyway, hey, it's day before Mother's Day. So for all the moms out there listening and anybody who's ever had one, you know, wish your mom Happy Mother's Day. What?
Well, of course everybody's had one. We had to get here somehow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we did.
Exactly.
Mine didn't keep me.
But you had a mom.
I do.
Okay.
I had a birth mother.
Yes.
And then I have the woman who
adopted you and
adopted
raised
me
you.
As mm-hmm. my, yeah, who was my mother. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So anyway, that woman passed away in 2001.
Okay.
All right. So, but the other one, the birth mother's still alive. I think she was 15 or 16 when I was born. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So, is what it is. But
exactly.
You know what? I got plenty of mothers and mothers to be in my life right now, and I'm very happy to know them, all of them. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Went fishing this week. Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best day.
And why was it not the best day? What happened?
Well, it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
Water was cold. It was misty and foggy and rainy all day. Fish were not where they were supposed to be, but we don't know if it, the water temperature had pulled them off the beds, and they were preparing to spawn. We caught, I think we caught 10 fish. Biggest one was a 4-pound largemouth, which was a pretty nice fish. My buddy caught that one. But the smallmouth, as have been there as in past years, like last year we caught 3 fish over 20 inches and probably 20-some fish altogether. This year we caught 10 and nothing but nothing but small males. So it was fine. Yeah, it was fine. So, yes. Yes. Yes, I did. Chuck's awake.
Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, he's texting me about a mutual acquaintance, Charles Rodney, has a film on YouTube now called The Rabbit Hunter. Somebody did, and I think it was Winchester, did a real nice job on that. He was on our cover. The African-American guy was on the cover of the winter issue of the magazine.
He was also at the benefit, wasn't he?
Yes, he's the auctioneer at our benefit.
There you go.
Yeah.
I thought the name sounded familiar.
He's been our auctioneer every year.
He had some great stories.
Yeah, about rabbit hunting.
Yes.
And somebody kind of condensed that all down, went on a rabbit hunt with him. So I didn't get to see the whole thing or listen to it, so mm-hmm. I haven't responded to Charles yet, but he sent the link out to a number of people, which was kind of nice. So, yep, Charles Rodney the Rabbit Hunter. Nice guy. Real nice guy. So, yep, good rabbit hunter. Got a nice pack of dogs, I can tell you that. He's fun to watch work the dogs. Hunted with Charles 3 or 4 times. Took Jacob, my grandson, on his very first rabbit hunt with Charles, and he got his first rabbit. That's pretty cool.
Well, I'll tell you, where I live, there could be some rabbit hunting if it were in season.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty thick, huh?
Yeah, pretty thick. I'm driving up the hill to go home, and all of a sudden, they're just like, it's like a sea of rabbits.
Really?
Yes. Really. All right, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but yeah, it's more than it was last year.
Do you feel like Moses? Do you raise your staff and say...
No, but I'll tell you, I've seen some old footage coming out of Australia where, I mean, you just see waves of rabbits.
Oh, Australia was inundated.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's last year when I would drive home early in the morning, I might see maybe two, three. Now I'm seeing like four, six.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had two pack rat storage units when I moved to Robbins, and they were in the backyard, and the rabbits found them very nice places to bring up a family. You know, the dogs and the foxes couldn't get underneath, but it was our dogs, meaning you know, to chase the rabbits.
Sure.
But I don't think I've ever seen a fox in the yard. I don't know if there's any predators there that could prey on the rabbits, but anyway, like, you know, maybe black snake or something. But,
set up some trail cameras to find out
in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to see.
Yeah. Sounds good. Set up a bluebird box. Uncle Dale gave me, Dale from Easton. And bluebirds haven't found it yet. I don't know that we'll find a bluebird in it this year, but, you know.
Maybe next year.
It's inspired us to put up a couple more, you know, in the future to you know, maybe a couple little different locations. So.
Do you have some feed up to attract them?
No.
No? Okay.
No. No, we do not. The feed gets just annihilated by the squirrels. You know, one of those little seed bells? One day, you know, Robin put out a squirrel block, which is about a 10 by 10 block, 2 inches thick of, you know, compacted corn and whatever else. And 2 days gone.
You know. Well, maybe in a couple of months I can help you out with that. No. Okay.
No, no matter what, we like our squirrels. So
okay,
there's so many weird color variations. You know, we've got a black one with a chestnut tail.
Really?
Yeah. We've got gray squirrels with chestnut tails. I haven't seen them in a while. We had one that was kind of like a pale gray. Looked like a ghost. You know, with white patches and white, you know, there's just some really weird pictures. So really weird squirrels where we are. There's some really, really interesting genetics going on there. So, but, you know, yeah, at any given moment, there's 4 to 6 squirrels in the yard.
Oh, okay. That's good.
During the day. I don't know what they do at night, but.
Sleep.
I hope so. Yeah. I heard a commotion yesterday or day before. Two big gray squirrels were, you know, we have a fence around the backyard. They were up and down across the fence. They did not sound happy. It did not sound like a chase for breeding. It sounded more like a chase for get the hell out of here.
Yeah, this is my turf.
It sounded like turf war. It really did.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask if maybe it might have been over a female, but.
Perhaps.
This is my turf and she's mine.
Yeah, but who knows what a squirrel thinks.
Exactly.
I mean, you got a brain the size of an almond, so, or less. More like a peanut, a shelled peanut. So who knows what goes through that mind. It's all instinct anyway, for the most part. So, anyway, but we had one when I started first. Tippy's still there.
Okay.
Tippy had a white tip. About an inch of his tail was white on the tip. And for about 2 weeks, Tippy went missing.
Uh-oh.
We found a dead squirrel in the yard.
Uh-huh.
And we saw a sharpshin hawk in the neighborhood. Or Cooper's. I think it was a sharpshin. But we think, you know, Tippy, we thought the worst. Tippy was gone. About 2 weeks later, Tippy showed back up. Tippy no longer had a white tip on his tail. He'd lost about 2 inches off the end of his tail. He's still there.
He's still there. He's just not Tippy anymore.
Not Tippy anymore. But I did see Tippy Jr. in the yard across the street. So after Tippy had his quote-unquote incident with whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a big old gray cat in the neighborhood too. So, you know, you never know what happens in you know, at night.
As the squirrel turns.
As the squirrel turns. I like that. Anyway, I did go fishing this week, and one of the Baltimore reservoirs. And then my buddy went out yesterday to another reservoir, and they tore them up. 34 bass. Mostly largemouth, but they had a good time. So, you know, it depends on the day and what you're using and how you're using it. And so, got an email from, who did we get an email from here? Let's see. Oh, gosh, I got an email from AARP, got an email from Kohl's every day. Every day. Oh, my.
Everybody wants.
Yeah, Randy emailed this morning, and he said, early, before we came on, heading to Salisbury today to watch my old high school baseball team in the playoffs, and for the first time, going to stop at Bay Country Bakery. Excited to see what all the fuss is about.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
What's all the fuss about?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You'll find out.
Yeah, he'll find out.
Oh, he'll find out.
Yeah. Hey, there's John B. Yep, good week. Good week. Robin, have a good Mother's Day. John B. says so. So, anyway, what happened this week on the outdoors front? It was time for the Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Survey. The Drudge Survey. No, the Dredge Survey. Not the Drudge Report. The Dredge Report. And I'm not sure what's going on, but here we are again. And this happens every so often across all departments. When the governor gets to the point where he has to have his name on everything. So, Governor Hogan announces the Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Survey shows strong growth. Last year, when it wasn't so good, he didn't announce it for some reason. But this year, he did. Increases in male, female, and juvenile populations. You see, politicians have so much to do with the population of our wild natural resources. Governor Larry Hogan, chairman of the Chesapeake Executive Council, announced that the results of the 2019 Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey showed that bay-wide blue crab population increased 60% from last year to an estimated total population of 594 million crabs. How about that?
I saw a report on TV dealing with that, and they were saying that primarily the reason being is because it was a mild winter and the excess of rain. And the grass is growing.
Well, thank you for stealing my thunder.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So tell us, how come that all the crabs increased?
I'm just going to give you the website, and y'all can look for yourself. Quote, we are proud of our administration's strong record of skilled environmental stewardship, which begins with safeguarding the Chesapeake Bay. Today's results are further proof and a shining example that our efforts to protect Maryland's blue crab population while ensuring the health of our state's most important natural asset have been successful. Really, Governor, is that why your administration fired Brenda Davis, the 30-year-plus manager of our blue crab population? Is that why, Governor, your administration fired Tom O'Connell as fisheries director at the beginning of your administration? Is that why, Governor, the most recent fisheries director, David Blazer, is no longer with the department? Because of the administration's strong record of skilled environmental stewardship. We'll get into that a little bit later. Let's talk to Guy in Highlandtown. Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Oh, great.
Or is it Highlandtown? How do you pronounce it?
Highlandtown.
Highlandtown. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew there was a special pronunciation of Highlandtown.
Well, everybody pronounces it different, I guess.
Yeah, okay. It's Highlandtown. Got it.
Anyway, I went trophy rock fishing last Friday.
You did?
Yeah, and the first time ever was on a big boat. It was seven of us, and we went right off of, Chesapeake Beach. We could see Calvert Cliffs Power Plant.
Sure, sure, yeah.
And we circled around. There was like 26 boats out there.
Right. That's apparently where the fish were, huh?
Not one boat caught a keeper that day.
Hmm.
The boat we were on, the captain put out, I guess about 24 rods,
jeez,
8 hooks in the water, you know, with lures. Not one. Would it be because of the storm that?
Well, I think.
Hungered everything up?
No. It's because the fish right now, even at the beginning of the season, were almost all spawned. And we're headed out the bay for the migration up the coast. Those big trophy fish are mostly gone.
And I got a couple more questions.
Sure, go ahead.
When does the the two fish a day?
May 15th.
And the size? What's the size? I haven't got
May 15th. May 15th.
May
15th. Yep, this coming week.
Okay, great.
Yeah, May 15th. May 15th would have been my dad's 100th birthday this year. He's born in 1919.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like a really cool dad.
I like that guy.
Since the early 80s.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I've listened to a lot of your old stories, and that kind of brings me back.
Yep.
On the opposite side of that,
yeah.
How are the channel cat doing?
Channel cat are doing fine. May 16th, excuse me. May 15th is the end of May 16th, which is, I guess, what is that, Thursday. Chesapeake Bay, downstream from a line drawn from the south corner of Hart Miller Island dike to the end of the Maryland Route 21 at Tolchester and south of the Delaware, Maryland-Virginia line, excuse me, excluding all bays, sounds, tributaries, creeks, and rivers, except Tangier Sound, Pocomoke Sound. 2 fish per person per day between 19 and 28 inches, or 1 fish between 19 and 28, and 1 fish over 28. And then the summer season is June 1 through December 15th. Same limits. 2 fish, 19, then that's the entire bay. 2 fish per person per day between 19 and 28, or 1 fish between 19 and 28 and 1 over 28. So May 16th to 31st is no tributaries, and then it's wide open after June 1st.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down.
Could
I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
About a crossbow?
Yeah.
Okay,
You ask about the cat, channel cat. For sure, doing fine. Yeah, we caught some a couple weeks ago. My son-in-law and I were out fishing Little Creek in Caroline County, and we caught number one or two channel cats, and I think one blue cat, and a couple bullheads. I'm not sure if they were brown or black, but they were bullheads. I saw one white catfish in a tank a guy caught up on the Susquehanna the other day. But the blue cats and the flathead cats are pretty much supplanting a lot of the population. But the channel cats seem to be holding on, doing just fine. So anyway.
Well, that's good. Well, they're pretty much an invasive species, right? They're not.
The blues and the flatheads are the invasive species. Yes. The biggest fish has invaded our waterways is the northern snakehead. A fellow sent me a picture from the Wye River the other day, 3-pounder that was caught in the Wye. So they're pretty much endemic in our entire river system now.
Okay.
Crossbow question.
Yeah, I recently acquired a Horton.
Uh-huh.
Super Mag.
Okay.
TM. Is that a... I got a... You know...
Is this a brand? Is this a new one or
no, this is an old one, actually.
Yeah.
I got a... cassette, not a cassette. The copyright on the is 1994.
Yeah, okay.
It's a pretty old one.
Yeah, that's when Horton was Horton. Horton went out of business, and
160-pound pool.
Yeah. What'd you buy it online?
Actually, I got it from a flea market, $120. Did I get a good deal? Or?
Probably not.
Probably not.
But I mean, for $120 is a good crossbow. I mean, you know, for that kind of money, yeah, sure, why not? The issue is going to be, you know, what condition are the limbs in? You know, are the cables and strings going to be replaceable? At that age, I would certainly take that to a reputable archery dealer and see what they can do for the. I mean, you don't want to fire that thing and have the cables break on you. You just don't want that. That's a bad scene. You don't want that to happen. So I would take that and have it inspected by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Okay, would Clyde's...
They could take a look at it.
Sure. With this?
Sure they would. Yep. I mean, if you want to send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, I'd be glad to send you a couple recommendations.
Oh, Alan, I'm a dinosaur. I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Ah.
I still have a flip phone.
I got it, so... All right. Well, if you want to leave your number with Chris, that'd be fine. I'll do my best to call you.
All right. Thank you.
You want to stay on hold?
I love the show.
Chris will put you on hold, and I'll give you a call here a little later. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
All right, guy. Thank you. Bye bye. Michael, you're driving. Okay. I don't know where you are, but that's fine.
I'm in North Point around the new Amazon warehouse.
Oh, good. Okay. So what's up?
Well, Uber and Lyft did report the deer are trying to stay off the roadway as much as possible, so I think the females are now starting to calm down as well.
Well, actually, they're not. You're going to be looking for increased activity this time of year. It's fawning season.
They start pooping up the kids.
Well, what happens is they will have their fawns, usually out in the open, sometimes in the middle of the day. Okay, and if you see a doe laying in a field, she's giving birth. Okay, I've seen that a couple times. So what you want to do is what they'll do is they will stash their kids maybe 100, 200, 300 yards apart. Sometimes they wander across the road, and that's a survival thing, okay? And then they'll go back and forth between the two kids at feeding time, the two fawns, okay, if they have twins. But, yeah, they'll be crossing the roads. They'll be more active. And mostly during the day, but I wouldn't stop looking for them at night.
So. Well, I rock at night. But I do have some good news for us and good tidings from the Maryland side of things.
Okay.
If you haven't noticed it yet, I believe it's Winchester just come out with a new cartridge. It is the 350 Legend, I think it is.
Okay.
And it's basically, if you were to think about it, a 357 plus P plus 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 plus. And what they did was they came up with a hot rod 357 cartridge based on a 223, and uppers now being made by CMMG, and Ruger's making complete rifles, and some of the lever guys and bolt guys are now going, yeah, this is kind of an interesting thing. Best part is it's a straight wall cartridge that makes roughly about the same specs as 7.62 by 3.9 Russian, and it is hotter than 5.56/223. And it's a deer getter. First 200-300 yards, no issue. It will definitely zap some deer.
Interesting. Well, we'll see where we'll see where it is in 10 years.
And of course, the best part is, if you have an AR-15, all you do is push two pins, change the upper out, or all you have to do is change the barrel because the bolts, the cartridges will feed through a standard magazine. The only thing you're doing is changing the hole and the size of the barrel.
Right.
357 diameter bullet.
Interesting. So do you use your AR for deer hunting?
Not in Maryland.
Okay, why?
Because I don't hunt deer.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
I thought we had a larger than 5.56 caliber bore law, though.
Say again?
I thought we had bigger than 22 caliber bore law.
For what?
Deer.
No, you can kill deer with a 223, I believe. I'll have to look, but I think you can. 5.56? I'll have to look.
Well, I know that there's a 64 grain. It's like a really, really tough bullet that's actually intended for deer hunting, and they say that it actually does a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's a Winchester cartridge. You know, I think it's a Winchester loading.
Right.
But this 350 Legend sounds really intriguing because you don't have to do much to a standard AR, and you've got now a hunting rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you get a 5 or 4-round magazine, and, of course, you make Mr. Game Warden happy.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it's a straight-wall cartridge. So I know it needs to be certified in Maryland, but at least that's one hurdle that we now have now gone beyond. So we now have possibly a new cartridge that we can hunt with.
The rifles referred to are loaded from the breech of the barrel and use cartridges. Rifles used for deer hunting must use ammunition developing a muzzle energy of at least 1,200 foot-pounds.
It's got that.
Okay. Consult ammunition guides for ballistic information. Breech-loading rifles may only be used to hunt deer during the deer firearm season.
Well, would that be a bolt action, or would that be a semi-action, or would it be a pump?
Yeah, there's
action?
No restriction on actions in Maryland.
Okay, so essentially you just got to make spec with enough oomph, and of course it has to be a straight-wall cartridge.
What has to? No, it doesn't have to. What are you talking about has to be a straight-wall cartridge?
Enough foot-pounds of energy.
Yeah, but you said it has to be a straight wall cartridge. I missed what you said before that. What did you say?
It had to have enough oomph.
No. What about a straight wall cartridge?
I thought Maryland had a straight wall cartridge law for deer hunting.
No, they do not. No. I think you might want to brush up on your deer regulations a little bit. I mean, you mean not to be able to use a straight wall cartridge, or you have to use a straight wall cartridge?
I remember from a previous show, I thought you said that there was a straight wall cartridge law in Maryland.
No. What they're trying to do, what some of the enthusiasts are trying to do, is say that straight wall cartridges should be allowed in shotgun counties. Straight.
Okay.
Okay. That's what they're trying to say. That this, no, we have, you know, I use a 270. I just bought a 308. I have a 300 Win Magnum, and none of those are straight wall cartridges. No.
Okay, so rifle calibers, it's pretty much wide open.
It's wide open for rifle calibers, yeah. That's why I was not understanding where you were coming from with the straight wall cartridge thing. So,
okay, well,
what they're trying to establish is, like Delaware just established, being allowed to use a straight wall cartridge firearm during the shotgun season.
So I think what they're trying to do is a safety aspect. They're trying to actually limit the range of the round.
Yeah.
It can't be a bottleneck cartridge.
Right, exactly right. But with what you're telling me about this new 350, you know, 300 yards, no problem, that's probably not a good thing for the straight wall cartridge advocates to talk about. Because the whole purpose of having shotguns in shotgun counties is because these are areas where they don't want bullets flying a mile or 2 miles.
Yeah. Well, it also depends on how you interpret it. I mean, that's the thing with legislation.
I don't know what you mean. It depends on how you interpret it.
Well, when you have the lawyers looking at something, it's how they interpret it.
Well, most of your lawmakers and legislators are lawyers, and that's why things are so complicated. But in the case of straight wall cartridges, we had a couple inquiries this past fall about it. We recommended to at least two people who wanted to, you know, push this agenda. We just said, here's what you need to do, A, B, C. And it's just like my buddy who took me fishing one time, and he said, now, if I told you that there was a 6-pound largemouth bass, cast a 6-inch plastic worm 2 feet behind that stump, and she'll hit, you don't turn around and put tie on a crankbait and throw the other direction. And that's kind of what happened when we recommended a course of action to these two fellas. You know, I ran into one of them later. I said, did you schedule the meeting we told you how to do? And he goes, nah, we're going to do this. I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay.
You gave him the A to Z, and he decided not to.
A, B, C, D, here's what you do. Here's the authority that this person has. Here's what he can do for you. And now we're going to go in another direction. So, how do you help people?
Yeah.
So, anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Mike, enjoy your time out there in the evenings, and just watch those deer, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, now. Bye.
410 WCBM 680. We're a little late on our break, aren't we? Well, that's my fault, because I like to yak.
No, it's not necessarily that. You like giving clear, concise information, and you are essentially a walking encyclopedia of hunting.
Well,
information. Because of all your years of experience.
Yes, but you know why we have more crabs. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads. Not only on the eastern shore of Maryland, but the Delmarva Peninsula, maybe all of the state. And breakfast at Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge is served from 6 to 11, Monday through Friday and all day on Saturday. So when I'm on Route 50, I'm headed to or from the beach or, you know, fishing grounds or sick of deer hunting, my mouth and my belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery. And that would be for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway. Sign in even after your morning adventure from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Your hosts are Dave and Gina Levy. They are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. No, they don't strive to bring you the best. I mean, they work hard every day baking stuff, but they bring you the best, no question. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50 East, just through Cambridge on Route 50. Think Big Donut. Hit that website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. You might see Robin and me there. You never know. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Well, I'm headed back across the bridge this morning sometime, maybe a little earlier this afternoon. I don't know. Whenever I get back there, I'm going to stop at Chesapeake Outdoors, drop off the new issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. But I do know this. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, we're into the striped bass season, of course, and they've got all their parachutes on sale, all their trolling rods on sale right now, 20% off. They do have the largest selection of rods, reels, and tackle for Chesapeake Bay, the tidal rivers, and freshwater fishing, a full selection of live and frozen bait. I had a little line spooled on there, on one of my spools there the other day, too. Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, and their own brand of Chesapeake Outdoor shirts that are pretty cool, Bubba Blade knives. But we had a crossbow caller earlier. The compound bows that they're specializing in is the Matthews with the new Vertex, the Mission crossbows featuring the Mission Sub 1 XR, the Raven R26, R29, a clearance sale on Hoyt bows as well. Shotguns, muzzleloaders, ammunition, camo ammo, hip boots, waders, and all that other good stuff. all their Chesapeake Outdoors. So why not stop by exit 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island. That's right off Route 50 East at Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Outdoorsman Radio Show alert. Mother's Day is tomorrow. And what would you like to get for your mom and you have no idea? Well, I got an idea. You like having pretty flowers around? I know she does. Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off Route I-97. The greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants and planters and hanging baskets too, pansies and patience petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Stop by and get your mom a hanging basket. Something really pretty. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetables too. Ready to plant in your home garden, tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon and cantaloupes, hot peppers and even herbs. Papa John's Farm is located off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selection or call 410-969-5909. 969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden, for your church, or for your mom tomorrow. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. They'll be even open tomorrow if you want to take your mom in and let her pick her own flowers out. Schillinger, Papa John's Farm, it'll grow on you.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we need.
Yeah, I'll keep my guns and you keep the change. Why not? So, back to the crab report. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680 is our call letters, our location on your digital or dial. My name's Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show that you're listening to. My name is Alan Ellis, and my website is Ellis Outdoors, and my email is Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. And a lot of people call me Ellis because I use my last name, but it's Alan, just saying. All right, that's what my friends call me anyway. And people that don't like me. So, after the governor tries to take credit for the increased crab population, here's what else said. Ahead of today's announcement, Governor Hogan went to a crab house in Annapolis, where he and the First Lady enjoyed their first crabs of the season. Influx of juveniles. Oh, no, wait. The rise in the adult abundance of blue crabs was higher than anticipated given a poor influx of juveniles in 17 and 18. This is a sign that the blue crab management has been successful at allowing more crabs to reach the spawning stock. Brenda told me one time it's like trying to manage a bunch of bugs crawling around on the floor of the bay. How do you manage a species like the blue crab? exists under the vast acreage of the Chesapeake Bay, with its influx of, what, 13 rivers into the bay, with the, you know, salinity, the sediment, the harvest, recreational and commercial, the demand for Chesapeake Bay blue crabs, you know, without changing regulations in favor of the crab, how do you take credit for the increase in population when it's 99% influenced by environment and weather and everything else? Because there sure has not been any changes to the seasons or the size limits or anything else in recent history.
The report that I saw on TV.
Yeah, tell me, Chris, what was that about?
They had a person from the DNR that actually concentrates on the blue crab.
Guess what? We're going to have her here next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
She was very informative.
Yeah. She'll be here.
Okay. Well, then that'll answer your question.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But look, please leave the politics out of it. You know, it's nature.
No, I agree with you.
I mean, if somebody doesn't agree with me, if somebody wants to say that, you know, these organizations that, you know, are constantly throwing crisis after crisis at us and, you know, are begging for money and all that stuff, if you want to support them, that's fine. If you think they're actually doing something for the Bay, you know, fine. Fine. A lot of talk about infrastructure. Let's take a look at the input into our bay from our failed infrastructure here in Maryland. Sorry, folks. Sometimes truth hurts. The adult female population climbed to 190 million, a 29% gain from 2018, and the adult male population increased to 80 million, or 38%. Mild winter temperatures also helped increase both the juvenile and adult blue crab overwintering survival rates. Yeah, we didn't have a major storm come through and wash them out, flush them out into the ocean. The blue crab population is both healthy and thriving, which is great news for the entire bay, said Maryland Department of Natural Resources Secretary Jeannie Hadaway Riccio. Under Governor Hogan's leadership, these results are a clear indication of the effectiveness of our management plan for blue crabs, an iconic species that is essential to Maryland's economy and the Bay's ecosystem. The juvenile crab population also increased from 167 million in 2018 to 324 million this year. Tell me how a management decision resulted in an increase in juvenile crabs to almost double. Since blue crabs spend the first part of their lives in the Atlantic Ocean, they rely heavily on favorable currents, temperatures, and winds to bring them into the Chesapeake Bay, where they grow and mature. There it is, right there. It's nothing but nature. The female abundance of blue crabs is close to our target. The juvenile population is above average, said Natural Resource Fisheries Monitoring and Assessment Director Mike Luisi, another good guy. We expect a lot of viability in the blue crab population, and taking a conservative approach offers stability for the fisheries in the face of swings in abundance. 2018 baywide harvest was 55 million pounds, which was similar to the 54 million pounds harvested in 2017. Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee will review the results of the survey and plan to release a full analysis this summer. The winter dredge survey has been conducted cooperatively by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science since 1990. The results are reviewed annually in an effort to have consistent management efforts across the jurisdictions. Throughout the survey, biologists used dredge equipment to capture, measure, record, and release blue crabs at 1,500 sites throughout Chesapeake Bay from December through March. There you go. Good report. Sometimes it's a bad report. I just don't think politics plays much of a role. Management, to some degree, conservative management is good. But the key to this entire thing, in my estimation, is this one line that says the juvenile crab population increased from 167 million in 2018 to 324 million this year. Since blue crabs spend the first part of their lives in the Atlantic Ocean, that's where they're hatched, they rely heavily on favorable currents, temperatures, and winds to bring them into the Chesapeake Bay, where they grow and mature. The administration or the General Assembly have nothing to do with those three elements. Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, has everything you need for fishing and crabbing. All the live bait, all the equipment, all the traps, all the lines, trot lines, all the seasoning, all the steamers, all the bait, you name it, they've got it. If you want to go snakehead fishing, go get some black salties. Clyde Sports Shop. You want to go for crabs, go get some chicken necks and a couple of crab traps and head down the bay. Fishing rods, they got them. They got Fluger and Shakespeare. I just looked the other day. I was fishing with a Fluger reel. I got a Clyde's nice one, too. So, you know, they got the Andy trolling rods. They got Penn. They got, they've been there a long time. They got a lot of rods and a lot of reels for any kind of fishing. All kinds of tackle, for rockfish to trout to panfish to bass. You name it, they've got it at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit number 9. Why not stop by and see them? 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Active weather taking over the east with inches of rain this weekend here in Maryland. 65 this afternoon and over an inch of rain likely for us. Some of the storms containing gusty downpours with high wind and cloudy ground lightning. Mid-50s tonight. Additional heavy rains on Sunday. Some 1 inch plus some rainfall totals again tomorrow with a high of 56 degrees for Mom's Day. More lighter showers Monday, Tuesday in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Scott Larrymore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, you can save 20% off Andy trolling rods and all parachutes at Chesapeake Outdoors right now. You know, rockfish bite on those things all year long, so why not try? Why not give it a shot? Ken Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies is located at Chesapeake Outdoors at exit 39B Dominion Road, right there, Ken Island. You drive by the sign, make the exit right there, go around the Exxon station, and you'll find them right there. You'll be in the parking lot. Chesapeake Outdoors. The turkey season, of course, has got a couple more weeks left. They still got plenty of decoys, and if you get in there in the middle of the day, talk to Pete. Pete is the guy when it comes to turkey hunting, and especially turkey hunting with the bow. If you want to get into something brand new, you've never shot a turkey with your bow and arrow, that Pete proves it every year and year out. Compound bows by Matthews. The new Vertex is available. Mission crossbows. They've got the new Mission Sub 1XR Ravens, R26 and 29, and a clearance sale on all Hoyt bows. So why not check that out? Everything else you need to: shotguns, ammo and camo, hip boots, waders, and and more. I saw some more camo in there the other day, so I guess they're gearing up. Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives for those of you who like to fillet and release. Chesapeake Outdoors. That's 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island. That's the exit number, Route 50, right off the bridge, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are we at the end of the first hour already? Well, that was interesting. We had a couple of nice callers. So maybe more the next hour. Mother's Day tomorrow. Don't forget. Papa John's for flowers. Why not? Unless she needs a new battery, then you can go to Battery Warehouse. Or if she needs a deadliner, you go to Kate and Jill or Bayline X. Fishing rod, Clyde. Trolling baits, Chesapeake Outdoors. Go get our...